Next relation on David Gardner, David Gardner, Gardner, room number, date of birth is 6-8-1978. Date of filiation is October 23rd, 2023. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective and objective. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. David is a 45-year-old, married Caucasian male, has been in treatment for bipolar disorder with some period of paranoia. He described that he has been doing all right. He's claimed that he's very busy all day long. He is in a real estate business and state that he is busy. Sometime he started working from 10 o'clock to 10 at night. Sometime over stress, but generally cooperative. Patient has been taking his medications and claim medication has been working. Lot of time he is stable, but sometime he may not be stable. But he denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He is eating, sleeping all right, getting along with his wife and taking care of his kids. Yet patient described there is no problem with the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. PH's medications was reviewed. I explained him about the role of medications. He agreed with the plan. Some bipolar mood disorder of depressed, symptomatically stable, at times get paranoia. He described the flufenazine 5 mg has been helping him. Also on Seroquel 25 mg in the morning, 100 mg, 200 mg at bedtime, benzotropine 1 mg at bedtime, Tegretol XR 200 mg BID. A 30-day medications was ordered. Risk, benefit, side effect, I explained. Prognosis guarded. Next question is Snipe Leonard, S-N-I-P-E Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. His date of birth is 10-4-1962. Telephone number is 313-658-2514. Date of filiation is October 23rd, 2023. Subjective Ajab. Mr. Leonard is a 61-year-old, married, African-American male who was recently admitted at Heavenwick Hospital. He described he is going to be discharged on Wednesday, but his medication has been changed, but he does not know the medication. But he described that he is feeling better, sleeping better. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He described he has been feeling better. I further discussed that once he discharged, he should take the discharge information and send it to comprehensive counseling, and I will make an appointment. I will see him, to which he has agreed. Also, schizoaffective disorder, diabetes, hypertension. Plan. Patient will be seen after being discharged from the hospital in inpatient care. End of dictation. Next relation, Van Cleef Leslie, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. His date of birth is 3-20-1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Date of relation is 10-23-2023. Subjective agenda. Leslie is a 65-year-old married African-American male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. He described that he has been doing much better. He's feeling better, sleeping better, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. He has been in compliance with the medication and treatment. His wife, Christine, was on the side. She indicates since the medication was changed, he has been feeling much better. During his last evaluation, because of his unstable behavior, Trileptal 300 milligrams twice a day was given, which his wife reported has been feeling much better. He is alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. The effect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought was organized. No irritability and agitation. No involuntary movement. Patient has been on Seroquel 400 milligram at bedtime, 100 in the morning, and trileptal 300 milligram twice a day. His wife reported that he had plenty of Seroquel, 400 milligram only he need, trileptal 300 milligram twice a day, and Seroquel 100 milligram daily in the morning. I have asked, I explained that I will send the 90-day supply of the medications period, to which his wife agreed, and I also encouraged Mr. Leslie that he should cooperate and compliance with the medication. Patient agreed with the plan and dictation. Next solution is a Neylon, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior, Denise. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number 313-670-2113. Date of relation is 10/23/2023, subject to Azura. Denise is 67 year old, of Caucasian, white Caucasian male, who has been treatment for bipolar disorder. Dennis described that he has been feeling much better, much happier and more calmer, no anxiety or any problem. He described his brother, who was having lung disease, was hospitalized in Hennifer Hospital, and from there he will go to rehabilitation, and that was too much stress for him. Period. He also indicated that he has been having back pain, for which his physician has told him that he should take some pain medication, but not all the time, when he have pain, period, to which he is taking. Otherwise, he is compliant with the medication. He was alert-oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought possibly recognized. No suicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of lethargy, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Hypertension, chronic back pain, arthritis, continue with the reality orientation, supportive therapy. I have sent the prescription for Cymbalta, 30 milligrams daily, Trazodone 50 milligrams at bedtime, Bupropion XL, 300 milligrams daily, Depakote, ER 500 milligrams twice a day. A 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit, side effect, assessment, prognosis guided. Next situation. Kip Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N, date of birth is 12/16/1988, telephone number is 586-260-0940, date of solution is 10/23/2023, subject to Ajita. Mr. Neiman is a 34-year-old single Caucasian male who has been taking treatment for bipolar disorder. Currently, he has been, he is doing PhD in chemical engineering and PhD, and has been going to submit the thesis next June of 2024. He described that his medication has been helping, does not have any new problems. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. His speech was clear. He described only problem he has headache this morning, for which he has been taking some pain medication. Patient has been on fluoxetine 20 milligram daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily, and Clonopin 0.5 milligram PRN for half an hour. PH. Patient was having no involuntary movement or any symptoms of lethargy, restlessness. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, symptomatic stable. Continue with reality orientation, supportive therapy, and abdication. Follow appointment was given in 30 days period. Next solution is Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, McGill, M-C-G-I-L-L. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Date of service is 10/23/2023. Date of relation is 10/23/2023. Her telephone number is 248-224-8577. Subject to Anjita. McGill was going somewhere with her husband in a van. She described that she wanted to disclose a secret issues. When I asked her what kind of secret issues she has, she indicated that she looks like she is pregnant, and whether to continue medications or not. I further discussed that she should get herself checked by the primary care physician or GYN to make sure that she is really pregnant. She described she has a sex on October 10 or 11, and after that she feels that she might be pregnant, I further discuss that she has to confirm it before she starts taking her medication. I do not want she can get decompensated. Patient has been taken Aristada 30 milligram daily prescribed at Pontic General Hospital, which is due for another dose next month. However, she does not want any medication. She got decompensated. Therefore, patient was seen last week and was started an Abilify 20 milligram daily, Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime. She described that her medication is working. I further discussed she should continue medications and get herself confirmed before I make any decision. Patient is alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was right. Her husband, I also spoke to her husband, who also reported that she is doing good. Her relationship is improved. Patient denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, denies any paranoid delusions. She described medication has been helping. Yet she is eating good, sleeping good. Mood was pleasant. Effect was right. Motor activity was normal. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness, a sense schizoaffective disorder. Symptomatically stable. Patient has to rule out that she is pregnant. She has substance supply of the medication. Therefore, Abilify 20 milligram at bedtime, Benadryl 25 milligram at bedtime was not sent. I further discuss with her that once she get confirmed, she should respond to my office, to which she agreed. End of dictation. Next relation, Carlesimo, Carlesimo, Kathleen, Katylyn. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Date of relation is October 23, 2023. Subject to Agita. Kathleen is a 34-year-old married Caucasian female who has been working as a transporter for the patients who are going for radiation therapy. She described that this week is a busy week. She has to work from Monday to Friday and she was overwhelmed with the situation. I provided support and encouraged that she has to work for a couple hours and she would be fine. She was provided support, redirection and explained her situation. Yet she was alert and oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was approved. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Indicate this medication, Adderall, is the only medication which help her and improve her productivity and focus in her work. She has been taking Adderall 10 milligram in the morning and 10 in the noon. Yet no side effects of the medication. She denies any suicidal homicidal thought, denies any hallucination and delusion. Assess my attention deficit disorder. Continue Adderall 10 milligram in the morning, 10 at noon, 30 days supply or other. Risk benefit side effects, prognosis guided, end of dictation. Next relation is Ostrander, Ostrander, Elisa, Alisha. Her date of birth is 7/23/1990. Phone number is 248-928-3010. Date of relation is October 23, 2023. Subject to Agita. Alisha is a 33-year-old single Caucasian female. Has been in treatment for bipolar depression. She describes she has been feeling good, sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings. Patient has been working at a bar, as a bartender, and she occasionally she drink alcohol. She is not drinking as much as she was before. She also indicated that she has been overworking, but sometime this week she has to work for some more time, but she go to the bed on time and get up. I further discuss that she should avoid stress as it is dangerous for her. She may decompensate. Currently she is maintained on medication, denies any emotion, denies any depression, anxiety, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. She has been compliant with the milieu and the treatment. A patient has been taking lamotrigine 300 milligram daily and Prozac 20 milligram daily. No involuntary movement. Patient was educated about the medications and also helped her to develop coping skills and also control on her behavior. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic stable, history of alcohol dependence. Plan continue on Lamictal 100 milligram in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime. Prozac 20 milligram daily. 30 days supply of the medication is given. Prognosis guided.